shit. No more lying, they keep missing. No more playing, I'm out of the game. Try to love me, I did my best. You're no different, you're no different. You're just like the rest. Try to love you, did my best. You're no different, you're no different. You're just like the rest. Gonna leave you, and I want you gone. Strange. No more listening to your woes. No more waiting. I packed your clothes. Tried to love you. I did my best. You're no different. You're no different. You're just like the rest. I tried to love you. I did my best. You're no different. You're no different. You're just like the rest. Gonna leave you. To go.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Woman in Black has been described as the most terrifying live theater experience in the world. Adapted from the book by Susan Hill, the stage version has been running continuously in London's West End for over 35 years. According to the Daily Express, the play is a model of theatrical economy, a two-hander with one actor playing several roles, an invisible dog, and a frightening apparition. It tells the story of Arthur Kipps and his visit to the remote Eel Marsh House to manage the affairs of the deceased owner. As the tale unfolds, it tightens its grip on the spectator like a medieval instrument of torture. After setting up the story in the first half, the second half is wall-to-wall creepiness. Locked doors fly open or scream when touched. An unoccupied rocking chair rolls back and forth. Lights go out and fog descends. Vancouver's Famous Artist Productions is presenting The Woman in Black at the Jericho Arts Center starting next week. I had the chance to speak with the play's two cast members, Aidan Wright and friend of the show, Bernard Cuffling, who is taking on double duty as actor and director.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons, or two reasons I'm doing it. First reason, I love it. It's so theatrical.
Yeah.
And I'm at that age now. No, I'm not retired. You don't retire. So I thought to myself, okay, I want to do what I enjoy doing. And so I thought, and can I remember the script? So I thought, I'll try it. And I started to work a year ago. And I thought, oh, it's coming back. And I liked the play. And I don't know when I met Aidan. I think Aidan did a reading for us for another play. And I thought, God, and we all professionals, and Aidan had just graduated, and I went, God, this guy's talented. So when it came to me thinking, all right, who am I going to get to play opposite? He came up, and I asked him, he said, sure. So it was a fait accompli. A, can I remember it? And yes, I think I can. And B, it's something I love doing, and that's what I intend to do until I snuff it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good way. So it's not an easy role. Like, you're playing of different characters. So that's quite a task to take on the acting part, but also the directing part.
Yeah, and it is tough, and I'm still trying to work it out. But I mean, of course, I have a clear picture now. But when we get into Tech Week and setting it up, it's not going to be easy. But the last time I did it, I directed it for my lovely friend Mark Dumay over at Shemanus. And he said, well, do you want to direct or act? I said, I'll do both. He said, you sure? I said, well, yeah, because I don't really want a director coming in with new ideas. And I think I can, and it worked. I could manage. It's not easy, and it's tough. And then I play the characters. But I think if you've got a team, and we're a co-op, Dave, we are a co-op. We're not the big theater with tons and tons of dollars but we've got a fantastic group. Everyone is solid and reliable, so it makes life easier. But it's not simple, but then it's a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lovely challenge. It makes difference. So that's the reason I'm doing it. I'm doing it, A, to say, hey, I'm still alive and well and living in Vancouver on a stage, and B, it's one of my favorite plays.
Terrific. All right, let's talk to Aidan for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're the new guy.
Yes, I am the new guy, yeah. So, the young actor.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us your story. Where are you from?
I grew up in Richmond. Uh-huh. Yeah, I went to Richmond High. I then went through UBC and did their acting program there. And then, since then I've been doing...
When did you graduate?
2018.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
You are fresh.
Yeah, I am fresh. Yeah, it's been great. Like, I got to do a bunch of plays over at Jericho Arts Center, which was a lot of fun.
What have you done?
Sarah Rogers. I did the Mr. Foot's Other Leg back in the day.
Yeah,
and then, that was a fun one. Yeah, no, it was great. That play was super fun because one of the things we had was I was doing all the Foley for that show, mm-hmm. and we had a leg on stage, and I got a bone, and I had a lav mic, and I was like sawing it, and we had I think 5 or 6 pukers,
mm-hmm.
especially on the final night. It was crazy. So like when Bernard came up to me and said, "Hey, we have another show in which we're aiming to give people heart attacks."
Yeah,
I was like, perfect.
It'll be like those horror movies from the 50s.
Exactly.
You have a nurse in uniform on standby.
Exactly. Exactly.
In the parking lot.
Exactly. I was so excited to actually do a horror show. Like, because
yeah.
It's something you don't see on theater that much, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't really see things that are scary that really like entice you. So to have the opportunity to do a show like this has been second longest running show on the West End next to Mousetrap. You know, it's got a pedigree. There's a bit of a prestige to it. So I was like, absolutely, let's do it. That sounds so much fun.
And you're basically playing Bernard as a young man.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. No, I sit there, I watch, and I listen, and I'm like, okay, just do that.
um, we should mention there is a ghost in this, but we can't say too much about the ghost.
Yeah.
And we've got a ghost and a deputy ghost who have been very beautiful, and they're great ladies helping us. But I tell you what happened one day, Dave. I was doing this in, we did it in Kamloops. I did the show in Kamloops, and in the intermission, now I was only acting, in the intermission one night, the house manager came into the dressing room and said, Bernard, we had a problem, the computer's gone, so you won't have that for Act 2. And I said, no, you have a problem, you won't have Act 2. Because we have, I can tell you, we have something like 200 cues in this play. It's lighting and sound. Yeah. And that becomes a huge part of the play as well. That's the cleverness of it. But that's also the headache. But, I mean, yeah, it's a technical play. And it's, you know, I know Aidan does improv, so you also need adaptable people to work. I'm not saying the sound cues are going to go wrong, but we have to cover.
Yeah.
And certainly, or a lighting cue. We can't be too ahead. And we have to be specific on certain lines where the stage manager, who is pressing buttons like crazy, if we get the wrong line, God knows, we're probably in moonlight, or we're probably in sunlight, or there's probably a scream. Again, it makes it worthwhile as an actor to work on. And I think for the audience, they love, what the hell's going on? What the hell? And there's clue after clue after clue. And there is an amazing twist at the end that I defy any member of the audience to know what's going to happen. For the seniors that see a lot of theatre and love Agatha Christie, the best Agatha Christie is Then There Were None. I won't give that away, but in Then There Were None, there is no way you could know what's happened, who the guy, who the murderer is. If you haven't seen the play before. Well, it's not that, there's no murder in our play, but right at the end, there's an incredible twist. And it's theatre.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Somebody said to me, Daniel Radcliffe did the movie and something else, but you can't take this out of the theatre.
Yeah, it really is a different experience.
Totally. To me, I've not seen the movie, and I love Daniel Radcliffe's work, but it's pure theatre.
Yeah.
And the set, as Aidan says at the beginning of the play, we are in this empty theatre. It's an old Victorian theatre. Great, we've got Jericho, because that's a fabulous atmosphere. It's almost gothic in itself. You know, I mean, it's all fallen into place. I'm touching wood. It's all fallen into place.
For those of you who don't see the visual, Bernard just tapped his head. I want to go back to something you mentioned before, and that's the lighting and the sound. Tell me a little bit about the designers, because that's a huge job.
Well, my marvelous Stephen Courtney, who's my stage manager, who is a genius. I did a one-man show of Orwell that was written for me, and it was, again, playing lots of characters. And one day at rehearsal, I said, I have no idea where I am. And Stephen said, well, you're in the pub, the English pub at the time. Can I give you a sound of it? I said, yeah. And so he did a soundscape.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we've got Stephen as a stage manager, so one knows we're in good hands. Brad, who is the lighting genius up at Presentation House, Brad is doing our lighting, and that is a headache.
Yeah.
But he is totally on the ball. So he knows what's going to come. Glenn MacDonald is my technical director who is for Western Gold, and he is totally reliable. Bill Allman's producing it with me, and Bill is reliable. You know, even Angeles, who's our assistant stage manager, she's graduated, I think, from CAP, and crazy excited, and we'll do this and do that. So that you've got a lot of talent with a lot of enthusiasm. You haven't got negative people going, that won't work, that can't work, you can't do this, you can't. I can't stand that. I'm too old to put up with that anymore. So, the good people, we've got good people in it. And in fact, I tell you, because we're not getting paid, if we make money, when there may be some money over. But I said to Aidan, well, you're in charge of finding a ghost, maybe a girlfriend or some that you knew. And he phoned me one day, he said, we've got 14 people want to audition. I said, you told them that there's no money. And we sat down and 14 people auditioned and they were all very good. So we've chosen two.
Wow.
And I thought, clever me, because if it's COVID, I shouldn't say that word, but no, I thought, if Aidan is ill, we don't do the show. If I'm ill, we don't do the show. If the ghost is ill, if we've got another ghost, we could. So the wonderful ghosts are alternating, and they're both terrific actresses, you know. But that's all I'm saying.
That says a lot for you in the production, that you've got that many people who want to take on.
I know, amazing. Thank God I'm not doing a cast of 30.
Yeah.
But, you know. But no, it's been that sort of project.
Yeah.
And the finality of it all is we want people to come and see it.
Yeah.
It's not brain surgery, it's just sit down and scream if we can make you scream. And I'm still working on the screams.
The Woman in Black is a scary ghost story, despite the laughter you heard in that interview, and is at the Jericho Arts Center from February 18th to March 5th. Find out more and get tickets at famousartist.ca/currentproductions.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money, the one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaki.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy the sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on the ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown. Golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress, through the ages she's heading west. Far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown. Mm-hmm.
throwing caution to the wind. Desperate situation, see no out from this pain within. This old abandoned bridge is my best friend. It creeps a whisper in my ear, your choice might mean the end. One slip and you're gone, no more right or wrong. One slip and you're gone to a dark unknown.
Disconnected lately. Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
It's so watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Fair weather. Fair weather rider, if I am the fool.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes before the jukebox blows the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Gonna give you some good news. Look at here, speak of mama, let's burn off all my shoes. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm, and my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm popping at the high school hop, popping at the high school hop, we're just jumping at the high school hop, we're rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go.
Come
Je suis un rockstar. Je habite une résidence. Je habite là, à la south de France. Voulez-vous partir with me and come and rest là with me in France?
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Noreen Braun, The Jam, The Stranglers, Small Opera, Kim Kondrashoff, Earth Tones, Clone, Madeline Reed, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Bill Wyman. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Special thanks to Aidan Wright and Bernard Cuffling for talking about The Woman in Black, which opens at the Jericho Arts Center next Saturday, February 18th. You can still donate to Fund Drive and help us get a new transmitter by going to CITR.ca and clicking on Donate. And remember to tell them Eclectic Lunch inspired your donation. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Musish is up next, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming. Thank you.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
$10 latte?
Seagull got your fiver?
$63 digital textbook?
$8 Twitter blue checkmark?
What have you been doing with your money? Tinder Plus?
And Tinder Gold?
Do you pay for pre-rolls at dispensaries instead of just learning to roll?
Hot water bill? Really?
Oh, and that our Terex beanie isn't worth your last paycheck.
You even got your Uncle Walter a Bob Ross Funko Pop for his 45th birthday party, a party that you had to ask to get invited to, and you had to go to f***ing Burnaby for that shit.
Plus, we know the price of eggs and your organic produce.
Want to know a better way to spend your money? Donate to the CITR Intersectionality Collective.
You can donate by going to www.citr.ca/donate. That's www.citr.ca/donate. And don't forget to select the Intersectionality Collective. It's either that, or keep lighting your f***ing money on fire.
Welcome to Prism Presents. We're your hosts, Sophia Osborne
and Vivian Lee, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded